Good evening. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Alexis Mayer, and here are the top news headlines from Israel. First, results from the primary election of the Israeli Labor Party. Amir Peres and Avi Gabay are in the lead and will probably be in the second round next week. India's Prime Minister arrived in Jerusalem today. He met the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This meeting was held to mark 25 years that these two countries have been holding diplomatic relations. We have been waiting for that meeting for almost 70 years, said Prime Minister Netanyahu. And while we had thunderstorms in Cambermont and the Berkshires, a heat wave was found in Israel. The Israeli Electric Company reported a new record for the amount of electricity was used in Israel. This is Kol Ramah.
And now the top U.S. news headlines. I'm Zachary Richter. Today is the 4th of July and many people come out to watch fireworks and enjoy this special day. In other news, 44 states have refused to give certain voter information to the Trump Commission. This information includes full names, addresses, dates of birth, favorite political parties, social security numbers, and whether they lived overseas. Many states think this is classified information which should not be shared. This is Kol Ramah.
And now the sports headlines. I'm Joe Kaplan. First, the top Israeli men's tennis player, Dudi Sela, won his first round match at Wimbledon against the Spaniard Marcel Granollers, 4-6, 6-3, 1-6, 6-2, 6-1. In basketball, free agent Gordon Hayward plans to sign with the Celtics, where he could play with star point guard Isaiah Thomas. Kevin Durant, the 2017 NBA Finals MVP, agreed to a two-year, $53 million deal with the Warriors. In baseball, Cody Bellinger, a rookie on the Los Angeles Dodgers, is tied with Joey Votto for the NL home run lead with 24 home runs. In the AL, Aaron Judge, another rookie on the Yankees, is still in the lead for the AL Triple Crown, leading home runs, RBIs, and batting average. The two home teams, the Mets and the Yankees, are in different positions. The Mets are third in their division and 11.5 games back. The Yankees, on the other hand, are second in their division and are 3.5 games back. This is Kol Ramah.
And now the weather in Wingdale, New York. It's Aaron Friedland. Today is warm and has very few clouds. It is bright and has been like this all day. Later, there is a low of 57 degrees, so dress warmly tonight. Tomorrow will be very similar, except it will be more cloudy. On Thursday, it will be a high of 78 degrees and a low of 64, and it looks like it might rain later. On Friday, it looks like Shabbat will be held inside again due to the high chance of rainstorms. There will be a high of 81 degrees and a low of 65 degrees. This is the news on Radio Kol Ramah.